Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. Today we have with us once again Pat Beeman from On an Island with Pat Beeman. Pat, it has been a long time since we've had you back in the studio. I mean, we both had some busy schedules and everything, but good that you could find some time out of your busy schedule to come sit with us and go over some news stories.
Absolutely. It feels like it was just yesterday that we were all together.
It does, but... But then looking back on it, it's been like at least a month, I think. At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, Wolf, do we have any crazy news stories that maybe you've been collecting over this last month and a half?
You know, I don't know. I've actually forgotten because it's been so long. So I don't know what the content of the stories is, but I do know they are interesting.
Gotcha. All right. Hit us with the first one.
All right. Now, as you know, I'm getting married in under 2 weeks.
That's right.
And the first article is about relationships.
Mm.
So in 2021, Pat, if you get back on the dating scene, you've had enough of Karen. Okay, the name itself, it's just driving you crazy. You're getting divorced. There's some new terms you need to learn before you can be effective in the dating world.
Well, this will be good news for me because I'm sure I'm completely unaware of any of these.
Well, you can't just go and talk to a woman anymore. So that's out. You could have a completely different approach.
You can't just walk up and talk to a woman anymore.
Well, I didn't like that part of it anyway.
Well, neither did I, but I thought that's the way it always worked.
Well, no, apparently that's too aggressive. That's passive aggressive going up to initiate a conversation with a woman. Now, you're supposed to wait until she gives you a signal, a verification of that signal, then wait for her to start the conversation and allow her to ask all the questions. And once you're sure there's a definite interest, then you can start talking about yourself. It's a bit like Bumble come to life in the real world.
So basically what you're telling me is if I want to go find a quiet place to read a book, go to a bar.
Well, it depends if it's got one of those awful local live bands on who picked up a guitar yesterday.
True, but what I'm gathering from this is there's going to be a lot of men sitting around making all these hand signals, not getting paid any attention to, and they're not allowed to talk.
Yeah.
So it might be a nice quiet place to read a book.
That might explain why Superman came out as bisexual yesterday. He's probably fed up with the dating scene.
Could be true.
Well, now, I don't know anything about Superman being bisexual, but do you have a story to back this up? Or is this just what Cindy has told you?
No.
To keep you in the single lane.
Keep you not wandering off over the next couple of weeks.
No. Hang on now. Let's catch Pat up here because I know this is not normal, right? You always store the news stories up. But let's start with one that's actually just kind of brand new. This is Charlie Langston. Now Superman comes out as bisexual. DC Comics reveals superhero son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane will start a romance with his male best friend 2 months after Robin from Batman and Robin came out as bi. This is legitimate. This is an announcement from DC Comics.
Except for the fact that these are not real people.
What do you mean?
It's a comic book character.
Oh, well, it's still a character.
Still real people.
Yeah. I think so.
I think they're real people.
Oh, my.
Superman is set to come out as bisexual and begin a romantic relationship with his male best friend, DC Comics revealed on Monday, just 2 months after the company announced that its iconic Batman sidekick Robin was dating a man. The news marks what DC has branded a bold new direction for the legendary superhero, a move that began in July when the company debuted a woke news series of comics about the character featuring Clark Kent and Lois Lane's son, Jonathan, who inherited the role from his cape-wearing father.
Well, I'm not being funny, but I could have guessed by his costume. I mean, like Superman and Robin, if I had to pick out two superheroes who, you know, might be a bit fluid in their sexuality, those two I'd have gone with. Now, I'd have been a bit surprised if it was Batman. to be honest with you.
Well, of course not, because wasn't Bruce Wayne kind of a womanizer anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. So that one
and
would
Superman
be far-fetched.
And Superman just had Lois. He seemed strangely loyal for somebody who he didn't really spend that much time around.
No, but didn't Superman have the other one when he was younger?
Who was that?
The one in high school, remember?
Spider-Man?
Her. No, this is Superman.
Really? He had a girlfriend in high school?
Yeah, there was the girl that he liked. Well, I don't know if they were boyfriend and girlfriend, but I think there was a girl he liked. It was even in one of the movies, the old was movies it? From like the 80s. Mm. I just can't think of her name right now.
I don't know about that, mate.
Anyway.
But anyway, back to dating.
Yes.
So, from bubble trapping to depositing, relationship coach reveals the 5 new dating terms you need to know about in 2021. Now, I've never heard of bubble trapping.
No, and I'm guessing bubble trapping and depositing.
Yeah.
So, bubble trapping, obviously, we're going to get to here in a second, but depositing...
Sounds a bit kinky.
Well, it could be taken that way. Yeah. I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, doesn't everybody have direct deposit now?
Right, yeah. Well, I figured, like, if somebody said, I'm going around my girlfriend to do some depositing, you'd kind of like... But I bet it doesn't mean that. Probably means something else.
Well, I guess we're about to find out.
We're
going to
find out. Well, maybe. These articles aren't always depth of knowledge that we label them. Other toxic dating trends include depositing and dating profile doxing. Right. I know what that is.
I don't have a clue what that is.
Well, doxing is when you reveal the true identity of somebody, right? So if you've got somebody catfishing online, pretending to be somebody, but you call them out and say, no, this isn't Wendy, who's supposedly 28. This is Mary, and she's 42, and she's got 4 kids, and she's married, but she's on here to get some ass.
You mean there's actually people that do that on dating sites?
Apparently.
Okay.
Might be a conspiracy theory.
A little bit.
So anyway, while most of us are familiar with common dating terms, including ghosting and catfishing, these days there are a whole host of new phrases that daters need to familiarize themselves with.
Okay.
Icing.
Icing. Like as in hockey? Icing the puck?
Yeah. This means delaying any commitment and making up a reason to defer progression in the relationship. Well, that's not a new thing. I spent most of my life doing that.
Yeah, I think we just did that a couple of days ago.
That's why I'm only just now getting around to getting married. I've been icing for decades.
There you go. I guess somebody just got creative and put a name to it.
Right. Well, if they say things like, I wish I had more time to spend with you, as soon as I get this big contract out the way, my time will free up and I will make it. It sounds like they've been reading through my diary, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, I could have written that one. Number 2, simmering. Any idea what simmering might be? Because that seems like that might be obvious, that one, Pat.
Simmering, my guess is that you probably got a couple of fish on the hook. You're trying to keep all your pots warm while you decide where to put your fire.
Well, this is the kind of... keep them enthusiastic by not overcommitting type approach. It says when you're suddenly reducing the amount of time you spend with somebody, including dates and communication, saying things like, sorry to do this, but I can't make it tonight. We'll explain when I see you. I'll give you a call next week. Take a rain check. That's simmering. Again, I think I perfected that decades ago, especially when texting came in, because then I didn't have to pick up the phone and call them and cancel.
Why are these all like cooking metaphors, like simmering and reducing and icing? Why is it all cooking metaphors?
I don't know. Depositing. One of the most toxic new trends you need to know about.
Depositing.
So we're
finally going to get the definition of what this is.
It is when someone is making small deposits and spending lots of time with you without investing any further with you on the relationship. Well, that sounds a bit like number one, don't it? Icing.
Yeah, it kind of
does. Not really going with it.
So, I mean, would that be like, hey, I want to see you on Saturday. What have you got planned? My whole day's gone. It's all wide open. Yeah, let's spend Saturday together. Well, you pick them up and take them a breakfast sandwich and then go on about your day.
I think this is a... leaving them wanting more approach. You might have had a great night together, a nice dinner and good sex, but instead of staying the night, they leave. Well, that sounds ideal.
Yes.
To be honest.
What's wrong
if I was
going
to write a book of things I would want from the night, that would probably go like that.
It's like chapter one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just hit me. This is probably articles written by a woman, I'm assuming.
How did you guess that one?
Well, it took a while, honestly.
Well, it's nice of you to assume a gender.
Good point.
I'll be honest
my apologies to any of the people bearing whatever beings out there.
Well, for the benefit of our audio-only listeners, I'm going to show our usual photo.
Well, it's an In Other News, so these are always audio-only. Yeah.
So this is her. She's done a good job if it's not.
She is... I would read her article, as they say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We like...
For once, I agree with Pat on the assessment of the female normally picture that you showed.
Yeah, yes. Normally he's overgenerous. Right, so anyway, that's depositing, bubble trapping. I'll be honest with you, I've got no idea what this is.
Wait, stop, stop. Pat, let's take a guess, because obviously the wolf can't guess. What do you think bubble trapping is?
Bubble trapping... Having a hard time even coming up with that.
I mean, I really am, but I'm okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say that bubble trapping is you never leave your house / apartment or wherever you live. Like, you stay right there. You never take that person anywhere.
Okay, I'm going a different place.
Okay,
and then again, because most of these have been the same, I'm going to just restate one of the other rules. I think this is when you have isolated the person into an assumed date that you may or may not take advantage of. So, you know, they always have Friday open for you. They always have Saturday open for you. But they don't know whether you're coming until the very end.
Mm. All right.
Pat, you're a wealthy man. You own an island, but that's a terrible guess.
Oh, well.
The shepherd was actually closer on this one. I'm going to actually have to read this one out because I'm still not sure I understand it. Bubble trapping is one of the most relevant dating types during the coronavirus pandemic. It refers to someone who enters into a lockdown bubble with somebody else, trapping you into fast-tracking a relationship.
Mm.
Dating has become more difficult with the pandemic, not for me because I live with my girlfriend, as often as you have to build the relationship virtually while waiting to meet the person because of various restrictions. They obviously haven't been to Texas. Having a bubble buddy can end up looking like a real-life episode of Married at First Sight, being locked down with someone you barely know. Well, it sounds like it's kind of a bad decision on both people's parts.
I mean, it sounds like a different way of explaining kidnapping.
Well, if you're stuck in with somebody who you've already moved in with, but you can't go out because of the pandemic, I thought it's just like normal life.
Isn't it the goal? Yes. I mean, I have a person. I don't need to go out anymore.
Right, I think I've been bubble trapped for like the last 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, since third grade, wasn't it? That's when you started dating your
almost.
Wife. Yeah. Right. Dating profile doxing. Dating profile doxing is sharing someone's personal information on your dating profile, including your messages on social media. It is done in an attempt to shame, belittle, or demean. I can't say I've gone that far. But.
Yeah, but they have that all the time. I mean, every time you go on Yahoo or something like that, you're scrolling through the news, there's always those ads like, 21 examples of bad text messages between two people on Tinder or something like that.
Now, you know my ex-girlfriend. You met my ex-girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Yeah, that one. Well, anyway, after her and I stopped dating, if you want to give it a technical name, I saw her on some dating websites. And, of course, you're going to read the profile to see kind of what they say about themselves. Because you've got a little bit of an in on whether this information is correct. So not only did she misrepresent her age by like 4 or 5 years, she also, in a kind of like little biography section about me, had lots of things like, my friends tell me I'm very funny and all this stuff. I'll tell you, she's not remotely funny.
No.
Not funny at all.
Yeah, but you know what?
Easy going. Okay. It's like living with Hitler on a bad day.
Right. So let's back up, though. So my friends tell me I'm really funny. Maybe she had terrible friends that were really, really, really not funny at all.
Oh, I didn't like her friends either.
Well, see, there you go. But maybe her friends actually thought she was funny.
Yeah.
And so her friends are telling her she's funny. So it's like, oh, my friends tell me I'm funny. You know, easygoing.
Wasn't funny.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying where that might have came from.
You could tell a knock joke and it would go over her head. I mean, it wasn't funny.
Now, the easygoing part, catching us back up, Yeah,
wasn't easy going. No,
she pretty much knew herself she wasn't easy.
I'm not being funny, but she was a bitch.
Well, she was higher maintenance than a Ferrari.
Yeah. So anyway,
unfortunately, though, wasn't worth the, you know, cost of doing business. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so moving on, Duchess of Hazzard, and this takes place in our great state of Texas. We don't get very many Texas stories.
Yeah, that's true.
We got this one. So, moment police chase after Texas woman, 61, who tried to crash her town's 4th of July parade on a vintage tractor.
That kind of sounds like a fun get-together.
Now,
why would you need to crash it? If you had a vintage tractor, almost every town in Texas will welcome you into the parade, do they not?
Well, yeah, you would think. Firstly, you're kind of thinking a little bit logically, right, from the person of a logic and sound mind. Again, for the benefit of our listeners, I'm going to show a photo here of the said person. Does this strike you as anybody with a sound mind?
No.
Right. So I'll read a little bit more of the article. It does have a picture of her being arrested. A Texas woman was arrested after trying to crash into the Rockwall 4th of July parade with her tractor. Ooh. With cops spotted tailing her in a bizarre police chase.
You know, the crazy thing is Rockwall isn't that far from here.
Well, you can't. It's a bit hard to outrun people on a tractor, isn't it?
Well, I know, but I'm just saying I'm kind of sad we didn't know about this beforehand, so could've we could have went to Rockwall.
So Lori Bostick, 61, was arrested on Saturday for evading arrest, interference with a processional disorder. Is that an offence? Interfering with a procession?
Well, I guess so, if they wrote it in the article.
I know we've got some strange laws in Texas, but interfering with a procession was not one I kind of saw on the horizon, which I had to avoid.
Well, I always heard a long time ago that when a funeral procession was coming down the street, you know, everybody always says, oh, in Texas, you pull over out of respect. But I was told it was actually the law that you had to do it. So maybe this is that law, that a funeral procession and a parade is kind of treated similarly, that you can't interfere with that.
Yeah. Well, I have two approaches. I either try and turn off or I try and get ahead of them and go. Because I'll tell you one thing. If you get behind a funeral procession, there's no slipstreaming because they're going too freaking slow. You don't save any gas whatsoever. So you're better off just turning off or trying to speed ahead of them and go on.
That's true.
Maybe blare your horn to draw people's attention to the procession.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just doing a community service. Yeah.
So, disorderly conduct and criminal mischief. It sounds like I'm making this up just to be mean to her. Ultimately forced her and a tractor off the road where she eventually crashed into a fence before being taken to Rockwall County Jail. Showed a bloodied Bostick with a cut to her nose. Now, you saw the photo. Now, have you ever been on a tractor, Pat?
Yes, I have been on a tractor.
Have you been on a super powerful tractor?
No, probably not.
What's the fastest you think a tractor can go?
Like four or five miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could literally be dropped from a tree onto a tractor and not really end up with as many injuries as this woman has. I find it a little bit hard to believe that was her crashing in a tractor.
Right.
I think that was police detaining her.
I'm going to take a guess and say she might have some meth in her bathtub.
A little bit.
Yeah. So that was it. She was let go. Oh, she was on a 1950s Ford 851 Powermaster tractor.
Oh, yeah. Top speed of that. Top speed has to be four miles an hour.
Yeah. Like 71 years.
Right.
Yeah. 70 years ago. So anyway.
She probably bought it brand new and it took her that long to get to the parade.
Yeah. Oh, I've got another Texas story. And Pat's going to be happy because this one includes a monkey.
Oh, I love monkey stories.
Monkey stories are good, aren't they? Yeah. So, Texas man is hospitalized with monkeypox after being infected with a rare virus during a trip to Nigeria.
For sure, it would be Tibet.
Yeah. For our listeners, if you want to look up a picture of a monkey, just so you get the idea of it, and then look up a picture of pox, and then kind of put the two next to each other, and you kind of get the grips of the article here. But that apparently
makes
is monkeypox.
Logical sense. Ooh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is not something I would like.
Kind of looks like my face during my early teenage years with acne, but anyway.
Right.
Traveling back to the United States from Nigeria, confirmed to be infected with monkeypox. Rare condition originates in monkeys, which It's good because it's called monkeypox. You wouldn't want to call it camelpox when it's restricted purely to monkeys, would you?
True. And Pat, being the expert in monkeys, I did not realize there were that many monkeys in Nigeria.
No. I knew there were a lot of internet scams and banking scams. I didn't realize there were any monkeys.
Well, no, that's where all the money is yeah. the prince in Nigeria.
Mm. Well, yeah. So what are you saying?
Nothing.
So because there's rich people there, there's no monkeys. Is that what yes. you're saying? Where there's money, there's no monkeys.
Well, you could imagine that they could afford the veterinarian bill so they could, you know, get over the monkey
Yeah,
pox.
But that's only the prince.
Oh.
Everybody else poor there, aren't
Well,
they?
That's because nobody's answering his emails.
Yeah.
He's been trying to give away well, money true, for yeah. years.
He's probably in too many people's spam folder. He could yeah. have given this guy a head up when he was See? Traveling to Nigeria saying, hey, monkeypox, bit prolific this season. Straight to the spam folder.
Right, just send me your banking yeah. information. I'll send you a few million bucks, and we'll take care of that.
I like how they've put another picture of a monkey, but this isn't even the same monkey.
No.
It seems like prejudicial, like that, all monkeys look the same
that,
thing.
That looks like a model monkey. Somebody in Hollywood.
That's a crab-eating, how do you say that word? Macaque? Macaque? Pat, you're more...
Yeah, you're the monkey...
Anthropologist, and yes. we are...
Macabre?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. He eats we'll crabs
go with,
anyway.
Yeah, we'll go with macabre. Basically, that's a macabre monkey.
The best advice we can give you, if you're listening, is stay away from small monkeys who eat crabs because they might have the pox.
That's true.
Yeah. I wonder what he did to get the pox.
Bitten, clearly.
You think?
I think so.
Right. Incubation of the virus generally takes between 1 or 2 weeks and it lasts for about 2 to 4 weeks. People with more serious cases develop skin lesions and a rash and a fever. Spreads via respiratory droplets in the air. Unfortunately, people on the planes the man rode were required to wear masks due to COVID. I don't know what that's got to do with anything. But yeah, it just causes rash and a fever and a few bumps for a few weeks. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Mm. So, what, you take like some antibiotics, penicillin shot, something like that, and well, then it eventually goes away?
I'm glad you asked that.
Mm.
There are no specific treatments or vaccines available for monkeypox wow. infection, which surprises me because this article is almost 3 months old. You'd figure they'd have got a vaccine out now yeah. for it because apparently that's what they can do nowadays. Yes. You don't need to go through lengthy trials and safety procedures. You can just bring out a vaccine.
No, that's the miracle of modern medicine.
Yeah.
Then I think monkeypox has been around for at least several years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'd already have a vaccine for that.
Mm. Well, probably because we don't have that many monkeys in Texas.
No, because we've got too much money.
Well, and we have a lot of chickens.
Probably got them in Alabama or something.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mississippi.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of monkeys in right. Mississippi.
Yeah. So, moving on to the next article. In case you don't know what three women look like standing together, they've found three random models to stand together just to support the article, but they aren't the same women the article is about. Sisterhood of the Traveling Exes. Three women who discovered they were all dating the same man move into an old school bus together after they all ditched their cheating ex and are now driving across the US in their home on wheels. What do you think about that, Pat?
It sounds like a Lifetime show or something.
It's so Bravo. Good. That sounds like a Bravo reality show.
Yeah. I do have some questions.
Well, number one, is this a reality show, though? Because if it isn't, then they have a terrible PR department because I can totally see one of these channels picking this up as a reality show.
Oh, good Lord. Hopefully that's not them because I don't understand why. Yeah.
It has to be because what makes you think after discovering that your boyfriend has dated a couple of other women, initiate a meeting with the women and say, hey, let's move into a bus and tour the country together.
Well, they have something in common.
Yeah, they're all young and stupid. That's what they have in common.
Yeah.
Morgan Tabor, 21, Abby Roberts, 19, and Becca King, 18, all thought they were in an exclusive relationship with the same guy who they have not named. Morgan discovered that he was dating at least 6 other women in December. She, Roberts, and King dumped the shared ex and became fast friends upon meeting. This is where I have some questions. After discussing their ex's dream of traveling the country in a VW bus, they decided to do it themselves. Together, they purchased a 30-year-old school bus, renovated it themselves, and began traveling through Idaho last month.
Oh, this has got to be gold.
Yeah. The women call it a weird blessing, saying it all kind of came together after our lives had fallen apart. So what, they're barely like 20 years old and their lives have fallen apart because they've been sharing the same boyfriend.
And they've probably already written their life stories.
Yeah, so it's kind of college age, isn't it? So do you think they just did this over the summer?
Now, here's where they made the mistake. So I was still sitting here trying to figure out how this hadn't been picked up as a reality show, right?
Yeah.
The reason it hasn't is because they couldn't get the other women on board.
I think it's because of that first one's haircut, to be honest with you. The other two, I wouldn't mind traveling on a bus with, but that first one.
Yeah. But now you can probably see where the guy was coming from, because he's figuring variety is the spice of life, and he wants, you know, all kinds of different looking women.
Well, if you add the three of them together, you get a solid 10.
Almost.
Well, according to the story, you had 9 at least, because the other 6 didn't want to join.
Right.
Mm.
Frankly, he's the guy we need to have the reality story about.
Well, I'd like to have him on the show.
He'd be the bachelor, I guess, basically.
Right. Yeah. I mean, basically, that's what ABC does right now is put, you know, one dude in a house with like 15 women and date them all at the same time. So why couldn't they just look at it as they were on an involuntary episode of The Bachelor?
Wouldn't it be funny if we found out they were actually on The Bachelor and didn't realize it?
Mm-hmm. And they do have a really good backstory to get on The Bachelor. Maybe that's
I've already dated.
I mean, they're already used to it. They'd probably knock it out of the park. They'd probably get the ring at the end of the show.
Well, despite being caught red-handed, the shameless ex insisted that there are two sides to everything.
Well, there is always two sides to every story.
Well, three in this case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or four, really.
Mm.
Actually, there could be 6 sides to this story.
Yeah.
2 sides per woman times 3 women. 2 times 3 is 6.
Yeah. Now,
carry Pat, the one.
Have you updated your phone to the latest software since the last updates came out?
I'm an Android guy, so I generally don't have to update.
Androids don't have.
Well, Samsungs and new Samsungs and new iPhones are pretty much come out the same point each year because it's at that big developer conference and stuff, and so they tend to put the software upgrades around the same type of time, you know, this kind of yearly big update and then obviously all the little interim updates. Right. Well, there's some new emojis on this new update, latest update, which has come out with the... Oh,
good, because we didn't have enough emojis.
With iOS 15 and whatever the Samsung equivalent is.
I'm really tired of using that same emoji of the Chinese guy smiling real big.
Yeah, because not all of them are happy.
No.
But that's okay.
To be a more accurate Chinese emoji, they should get rid of the hat, because apparently not many of them wear those, and apparently that's racist to assume they all wear those hats and work in rice fields.
They don't.
Well, most of them. Well, some of them don't. Apparently, you can't generalize and say it's all of them.
So that is racist, then.
So, but the most inaccurate thing, I think, is a smile, because you shouldn't be very happy, should you?
No, they're living in a communist country. Yeah. Apparently, some of them can't even get jobs working in the rice fields.
Yeah. Because, you see, the thing is, the hat, you look at the hat and you think, might be a Chinese person. You look at the smile, you start questioning it.
Mm,
yeah. So, anyway, new emojis.
Is it racist if I want to wear one of those hats?
Then you're appropriating the culture, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Can't do that.
Yeah. Pregnant man?
Chinese dude?
No. These are new emojis here.
Oh, these are the new emojis.
These are the new emojis.
I thought you were moving on to a different news story.
Yeah. Well,
Pregnant man.
Non-binary person with a crown. I don't know how you do. Why would you need a non-binary person with a crown?
You know what? You're going to have to take over here for a minute, because I'm literally going in my phone right now and trying to find the emoji of the pregnant man.
I can show you here.
I've got them here. Look.
Why would you ever use a pregnant man emoji?
I only have a pregnant woman on mine.
Are you sure that's just not a guy who's been to the barbecue? Oh,
wait, no. You said, though, with the new update, I haven't updated yet.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely updating my phone, because I want to use the pregnant man emoji.
Well, pregnant man just looks like he's a greedy bastard at Thanksgiving, to be honest.
Yeah.
He looks like a baby.
He looks like he enjoys a beer.
He looks every like all hour three and a half. He looks like all three of us will be stand up. He doesn't look pregnant.
And why is it a non-binary person with a crown?
I don't know, because I didn't realize there was sexism involved in wearing a crown.
Wait, turn your phone around. I can't see it. Upside down there.
Yeah.
That is a non-binary person?
I don't think so. I think it looks very female.
I don't think it looks a bit in between.
Could go either way.
Yeah.
That one's confusing.
Talking of Superman.
But it doesn't have to be sexist.
No. I don't find it sexist. Yeah. Okay, so we got pregnant man. We got non-binary crown-wearing person. There's
new variations of the face emoji, including face holding back tears. There's a
don't get so far ahead with face holding back tears.
Yeah, not crying then.
No, I know, but do you not have a picture of that
of somebody not crying?
Yeah, well, holding back tears. Any of them?
Well, how do you represent? That's what I'm trying to. Oh, here we go. He's not doing a good job of it because you can see them welling up in his eyes.
Yeah,
it's just basically a smiley face with.
Yeah.
A little bit of water.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he might be taking a poop though, because that's the kind of face I used earlier.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, and it's got, look, black and white hands shaking.
Oh, interracial handshakes.
Interracial handshakes.
That's good to have.
I think I'll be using that a lot.
Yes. Yeah. So, where are we going?
You know, I think after you meet somebody, you want to send them your contact information and black and white handshake.
Emojipedia, which is part of the Unicode Consortium, the central bank of all approved emoji.
Oh, hang on a second.
Yeah.
You have to go to somewhere to get an emoji approved.
Get it approved, yeah.
I only want to use non-approved emojis from now on.
I want that job.
I'm going to go on the dark web and get my own emojis.
Right, but that actually sounds like the ultimate millennial job. I work at the emoji bank and I approve emojis.
Yeah. Well, how many different skin tones do you think there are now, Pat, for the emojis? Because, you know, originally it just used to be kind of, well, not really even white. It looked like somebody with like a jaundice. Simpsons. Yeah, yellowish. Yeah, look like you got jaundice.
Oh, I've got to think now we're probably up to 4 or 5.
We come now in 15 different skin tones.
15. Wow.
That's the full range, but unless you can't do it on the iPhone, but on the Samsung, you can actually extend your range of emojis under certain categories.
Wow.
There's also 15 new handshake combinations.
Right, I mean, you showed us those.
Yeah.
The interracial handshakes.
Yeah. There's a melting face.
Wait, hang on. Let's back up. Think about the math problem on that.
What's that? Melting face?
No. Oh. 15 different skin tones.
Yeah.
15 different handshakes.
That's a lot of combinations. You, 15 to the power of 15.
Exactly. I can't even do that math.
Yeah. Covers every variation.
It's no wonder the phones are coming out with bigger hard drives now, because that's going to take up like 20% of the hard drive just for the 3 million handshake emojis.
Well, the new Samsungs have got a terabyte, haven't they? Storage?
I don't know.
It's a lot. So, yeah, melting face, saluting face. I don't know what that means. I don't know. It just has a hand floating there like VeggieTales or something.
Yeah.
Dotted line face. Don't know what that is. Also includes, this might interest you, Shepard, a motorcycle tire, because the number of times you've wanted to get the point across, but you can't find the words to describe motorcycle tire. Now there's an emoji of it.
Well, and the last thing I would want to do is tell you there's something wrong with my tire on my motorcycle and send you a car tire.
Right.
I need to make sure to send you a motorcycle tire.
There's a slide, just in case, you know, you want to infer going to a playground with your child or something. A disco ball. I thought there already was one.
Yeah. How have they not had the disco ball yet?
Kidney beans and a low battery.
Wow, the low battery. Can't you just screenshot your phone and say, I got a low battery?
It's Adobe has a global emoji trend report, which also coincides with World Emoji Day. The most popular emoji worldwide is face with tears of joy.
Mm.
It's this whole thing.
When is World Emoji Day?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that.
Is it in the article?
Probably. I don't know. I can't be bothered to read through it, find out when it is.
Fair enough.
Right. I don't know if I should really read out this next one. Well, actually, no, I'm going to read the title, but I don't know if I should read the article. What do you think about that one? Pat?
That's a scary article to delve into.
This was actually an English article, which, you know, Well, all right, I'm gonna read it anyway.
This is worth exploring for sure.
Right. We'll mention that afterwards. Right. Banned from every park in Bolton, which is in Lancashire in England, for licking dogs' arses. Now, they do include a photo, and if you had to imagine the face of a man who had just licked a dog's arse, I'm pretty sure this would be in the Illustrated Encyclopedia of perverts.
Not only would it be, but again, I was fooled. I thought it was a dog that had been banned from the park.
Oh.
I did not realize it was
banned
a man.
From every park in Bolton for licking dogs' arse. Oh, right, yeah. Yeah,
so over in England, then, this is just a local ordinance, so he could go to a different town and continue his ass-licking sprees?
Well, he's only been banned from the parks in his hometown. He's been banned from every park for 5 years, because I'm thinking they're assuming he'll get it out of his system. So the defendant...
But if he doesn't, after 5 years, he can go right back to it.
I don't know why he just didn't go to the shelter and get himself a dog.
Well,
couple of dogs.
Yeah, but now you're assuming he has the money to do that.
Well, some shelters, they give them away, don't they?
Oh.
Especially on those kill shelter ones.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, the defendant is accused of luring dogs to his person, which I think is just like, oi, come here.
Right.
Luring, that's how you lure a dog or whistle or something.
Yeah.
Grabbing their hind quarters and inserting his tongue into their anuses. Now, I want to know what the owners of the dogs were doing at the dog park.
Right.
While their dogs were kind of running around, because normally you keep somewhat of an eye on them as they're kind of chasing the ball, chasing the stick, make sure they're not attacking other dogs, trying to screw somebody's leg or something.
Right. But
surely
this
would kind of catch your eye.
I have actually never been to a dog park, so I'm assuming then when you go to a dog park, you don't have to have the dog on a leash. Is that what happens?
It's a big running area. Yeah. You take your dog there so he can stretch his legs.
Oh, okay.
And again, I don't think you necessarily pay a lot of attention because it's an enclosed area.
Well,
they're safe.
People are busy scrolling through their phone looking at all the new emojis and what they can send to people.
So. And they are throwing it, but you know, somebody wants to play with your dog, you probably are like, hey, at least I don't have to. This is good. Now, about the time he violated your dog, I guess... You know, as long as the dog was okay with it, well, I'm not sure why the owner would care. But.
I wonder how long it took before they arrested him or whatever. Like, was he able to get away with this for a while? Because this isn't just something you decide one day, like, hey, it's Tuesday, I'm a little bored, I'm going to go to the dog park and put my tongue in a dog's butt, right? So he's been doing this for a while, so there must be people that are okay with this.
Right. According to a witness, one dog had made a soil, which I think is tank poop, just seconds before the defendant struck. The court was told that on one morning in December, that's rough because it's cold as crap in England in December, McPherson licked the arses of a Staffordshire Terrier, a poodle, and a French bulldog. His bid to violate a German shepherd landed him with a nasty bite.
Imagine that.
It was revealed to chuckles from the court. The court also heard... I don't know why they didn't watch. Also heard a video of McPherson's antics as it was filmed by a bystander and was posted online. Defending, my client is truly sorry for the offence caused by his behaviour. He cannot explain it, although he freely admits drinking heavily that morning and taking a synthetic narcotic known locally as Slattock's knees. My client pleaded guilty at the earliest possible opportunity. So
that may be the explanation.
Right. Drink and
heavily drinking in the morning.
So maybe that was his first offense.
Yeah. So vodka and Molly might lead you to licking dogs' bums.
Yes.
So that's a public health warning out there.
PSA there.
Right.
We're here to serve the community.
Yep. Okay. So moving on to some news in Boston. Two Boston cops are injured and hospitalized after being bitten and kicked in the head by a group of school children brawling on a school bus.
So the kids are fighting on the school bus.
Yeah.
The cops are getting onto the school bus to try to break it up, and the kids
bite them and kick them in the head. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Don't want to be a cop in Boston, apparently. They got some vicious kids up there.
Well, you just keep away from the school buses, I think.
No.
I was trying to find out the age of the kids because this would be awesome if they were like second grade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like it's like high school.
I'll give the cops credit for. Apparently having a little bit of restraint.
That's a good point.
You know, most of the time you see a story of this, and it's, you know, they've got all the fourth graders lined up with their weapons pointed at them, handcuffing them. So,
yeah, good for the Boston police.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it doesn't say. It doesn't say what.
Well, is it Step Brothers, where they have to go around the corner because the kids on the playground beat them up,
lick the dog poo,
lick the dog poo,
white dog poo. Yeah.
That's right.
So yeah, that's a disappointing article because it doesn't have the age. Because that'd be brilliant if it was like first or second grade and they beat him up.
Maybe they left the age out of the article because it would be too embarrassing to the Boston Police Department.
Yeah,
could just be bad journalism. Mm.
That's true. Yeah. It wasn't as good as the prior article where they listed out the dog breeds.
Absolutely, because
that was very important. They could have just said four dogs and the fourth dog bit him. They actually listed out the breeds, so you get an even better mental picture of what's going on.
All right. Now, do you remember a number of episodes ago I brought up the article about that teacher who kind of went rogue in school and kicked one kid in the nuts and I don't know, maybe strangled another one and said, "I'll bring the wrath of God down upon you," and talked about masturbation and all this stuff. Do you remember that article?
Vaguely. Yes.
He was a substitute teacher, I think.
Yeah, I believe so.
But anyway, there's a follow-up one on this one. So
outstanding.
Teacher who kicked high school student in groin gives up teaching and blames stress for isolated episode of mania with psychotic features.
You would almost assume that after that incident, they would have given up teaching.
Well,
but just it took a while, apparently.
The school had probably decided to give up calling them long before they decided to give up teaching.
Yeah, apparently.
Is this kind of like the unemployed waiter?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it says, just to catch people up who can't remember it, a series of videos were recorded by students at Wellville's secondary school as Samsel, the name of the teacher, talked about God, suicide, and sex on April 28th. Well, how that's important, I don't know. He was taken to Franklin County Adult Detention Center, otherwise known as jail, the day after the incident, and was released on a $1,000 bond, which isn't bad, actually, for kicking somebody in the balls.
No, not really.
I'd take that as a fine for kicking some people in the balls, actually.
Yeah, but, you know, unfortunately, on a substitute teacher salary, that's a lot of money.
But he said he was trying to make a point about mental health and the need for people to be kinder to one another.
I think he made a good point.
Yeah.
Can't fault the guy for that.
No. He then, apparently, during that, when he kicked this other kid in the nuts, he told the other students, "Class, you have permission to kick him in the balls."
Mm.
Yeah, so Samsel stood over him asking, "Did it hurt? Did it hurt?" And then he asks him if he was going to cry, pats him on the shoulder and apologizes, and then says, "You can go to the nurse and she can check it for you."
Yeah, and just put some ice on it. It'll be fine. Yeah. Be back in time for the math test.
Yeah. He does look like the kind of guy who would kick you in the balls, very little reason.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. For the listeners, he just looks like, what does he look like?
Your junior high football coach.
Yeah.
Very, very good description.
What's he wearing? What type of jacket is that? He must have got
it's just
that.
Just a pullover.
It looks like a leather jacket with no collar and no zipper or anything.
It looks like one of those silk jackets from the 90s.
Yeah.
Which it very well could be. Could have got it at a secondhand store.
Mm. Right. Now the word, I brought this article especially for you, actually, Shepard. Now the word curry is racist.
Good. Food. I support this. I support this journalist. I support this article. I don't need to hear any more. They're correct. Curry is racist.
It's the same for tacos, apparently. Food blogger says it's time to cancel the British colonial term for Southern Asian food and not refer to it as curry. Mr. Bansal says it's used by white people who can't be bothered to learn the actual names of Indian dishes and lump very different Asian cuisines together. So what do you think about that?
I am in firm support and agreement of it. I think we need to abolish curry all the way around.
Well, there was something.
I think you're missing the point there, Shepard.
No, that is the point. This is the beginning.
You're letting your bias come
This is the beginning. This is how things start. Mm. So for once, I'm actually going to support cancel culture here.
Mm. They want you to learn that it's not curry, that it is
Yeah, but they're never going to learn.
I don't know what it is.
None of us know what it is. We're not going to take the time to learn what it is. So we might as well just stop making it, stop eating it.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to keep eating it. And I'm going to refer to it curry, and I'm going to keep posting it on all my social media.
And I'm going to call you curry. I'm going to call you a racist every time you do it.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
You're going to hashtag it racist when you do the comment as well?
Absolutely.
I want it to go viral.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Going to end off with this article here, because this might have something to do with one of our friends who we never mention, Eric.
Yeah.
And one of his favorite topics. California dad, 40, killed his two children with a spearfishing gun in Mexico after becoming obsessed with QAnon and believing his kids were monsters who had serpent DNA from their mother. Pat, you go first on that one. It's a lovely picture of him.
I'm vaguely familiar with the QAnon.
Yeah.
It's mostly a political phenomenon. I'm not quite sure why they would want you to kill your children or why they would have serpent DNA.
Well, that second part answers the first part, really. That's why you want to kill them, because they've got serpent DNA.
The problem I have with this article, especially with Eric, is thinking about Eric's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure she has serpent DNA.
Right.
So this kind of adds a little bit of credence to what Eric's been telling us after all this time. It's like, uh-oh, that got a little accurate. That hit a little close to home.
Because they look like a normal family. For the listeners, I'm showing a picture of a normal-looking family.
Very normal.
Yeah. Very normal-looking family, you know?
Yeah, they do look normal.
All right. So Matthew Taylor of Santa Barbara has admitted to the FBI that he stabbed his children to death on a ranch in Mexico. Where it said just now he shot them with a spearfishing gun. Oh, maybe he just stabbed them
with the gun. Yeah.
He told federal agents he thought his children were going to grow into monsters, so he had to kill them.
We all think that at one point.
That's just part of parenting, mate. Said he believed his children, adding he was enlightened by QAnon and Illuminati conspiracy theories.
Mm.
He was receiving visions and signs that his wife possessed serpent DNA and had passed it on to his children. Maybe the second Harry Potter movie got to him a bit too much. You know, that bit. Speaking to the snakes. What was that called?
Something it has a name.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it called, Pat? I know you're a big Harry Potter fan. Parcel tongue. That was
there it
parcel
is.
Mouth or parcel tongue.
Yeah, parcel tongue.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I do want to end on this other article because this one's even better.
Okay. Yep. Last one. Here we go.
All right. Woman claims she is married to Michael Jackson's ghost and says the King of Pop uses her body to sing, dance, and eat cookies. Now, when I show you the photo of her, I can believe that bit, but refuses to be physically intimate with her, which, again, when I show you the photo and the obvious cookie divulgence, is also understandable. So, any immediate reactions to Michael Jackson's ghost?
You know, I think he's a little bored in the afterlife. So I believe everything she's saying.
What dating term would that be then? If he kind of like encourages her to do like dancing and singing but won't have sex with her? Because that should have been under one of those dating terms. Yeah, it should have been under one of those things.
I think it should be that bubble one.
I don't know why she thinks that. I don't think Michael had a lot of sex with women when he was alive, so I'm not sure why he'd be having sex with women when he's dead.
I think it was only once.
Well, again, I'm going to show a photo, and Pat, you are going to describe to the listeners what you are seeing right now.
Wow. She's an older woman with some
older
funky
than what?
Eyebrow.
Older than what?
Older than, I'm not sure.
It looks like, for those who are listening who want to get an idea, it looks like somebody's put mascara on a space hopper.
I'm not sure what a space hopper
she's
is.
She's kind of bouncy. Kids' toys with a face on it.
Okay.
Yeah, big round face with a lot of mascara on it.
For the Disney fans out there, she looks kind of like Ursula.
Ursula, there you go. Yeah. Nice call.
Ursula after, she's been trapped in the cookie aisle for like 9 weeks?
Yeah, obviously before she converts into the pretty girl or whatever at the end of the movie.
Well, I'm sure you want to know the genesis of this.
Yeah.
Right. Kathleen Roberts, who is believed to be from the US, opened up about a relationship with Michael in an online article she wrote last year. In an accompanying video, she explained that the iconic singer proposed to her clairvoyantly and later had Martin Luther King Jr. officiate their wedding. The medium, oh, so she is actually a medium.
Mm.
Could get her on the show.
Yeah. We should have asked Corby about it.
The medium claimed it was Michael channeling her in the videos she shared on her TikTok and Instagram pages, but the accounts have since been deleted.
Oh, that's a shame.
According to Kathleen, who also alleges to be the reincarnation of Marilyn Monroe, Michael stays inside her all of the time and likes to use her body to eat.
Yeah.
Evidently.
She's got a busy schedule.
She does. She noted that the pop star doesn't like being touched and will scare her with spider visions and dead corpse visions if she tries to initiate physical romance. Mm. Now, if he's inside of her...
Yeah, but he's still got to control that. I mean, yeah. He doesn't want that. He's got to say, hey, you know, this isn't cool.
No means no.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
he's in there battling with Marilyn Monroe, who was a sex goddess way back in the day. So that's got to be one hell of an argument going on.
Yeah. I mean, I spent most of my teenage years trying to initiate physical romance with myself, but I can't see kind of a...
Well, it's probably why Michael Jackson picked a woman and not a man.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you seen the documentary?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, so, okay. He likes to use her body to dance and sing. And, oh, here we go. She wrote last year saying he likes her childlike personality and small hands and feet.
Okay.
That's about the only small things on her.
There you go. So you just answered your own question why he chose her.
Proposed to her clairvoyantly with a pink engagement ring. Amazingly, she doesn't have any photos of it. And later had Martin Luther King officiate their wedding when she was getting out of the bathtub.
I mean, that's a pretty good snag right there. That would be an amazing wedding officiant.
It is
right
hard.
He had nothing else to do, though.
Well, that's true. But I look at you and you saying, you know, you're getting married in 2 weeks and you asked me to do your wedding. But if you can get Martin Luther King... I will
MLK Jr.
Sorry, I think, you know, we all know who we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
If you can get him, I'll gladly step away from that, man.
Right. Well,
I mean,
if it's a really serious wedding ceremony, though, wouldn't you just get Martin Luther?
Mm. I mean, why not? I don't know, like Moses.
I was going to get like Nero.
Moses,
or somebody.
Look at that. One-upping it again, taking it to the limit.
There you go. I mean, why not? Like, you know, he could part the Red Sea as they walk out. I mean,
yeah, there, but, you, there go. You go.
Yeah, but look, we've only got this place booked for an hour, and he's been known to get a bit preachy.
Oh, that is true.
It'd take longer than an hour to walk across the part of the Red Sea. Yeah. You're right.
And not only that, he might lead him around for 40 years.
And you can imagine how he's going to go off on a tangent once he's going through those vows. He's going to go off on a whole bunch of stuff.
That's a good point.
No.
Yeah, good point.
Right. Martin Luther King's better because a lot of it'll rhyme.
Mm.
Yes. So,
yeah.
And Martin Luther
Maybe
King.
Maybe get Tupac to do it then.
Yeah, but we know Martin Luther King has that kind of poetic, you know, voice.
Well, so does
and
Tupac.
All that.
Tupac keeps it real as well.
Oh, man, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I wonder if Elvis sang at their wedding.
I don't know. I think his ghost is still on the toilet somewhere in Graceland.
No, that could be.
Right. Michael stays in me all the time. So he comes to the restroom with me and calls these special bonding moments toiletries. She wrote, saying he possesses a body, but not in a burdensome way. According to the, it says here, physical medium. I'm sure it's supposed to be psychic medium. What's a physical medium?
I think that's supposed to be psychic.
who admitted her supernatural gifts have been mistaken as schizophrenia.
Imagine that.
Michael Jackson has been living inside her throughout their relationship, which has lasted for several years.
Good.
He
good
just enjoys, oh, you didn't see this line coming. He just enjoys living through me and communicating with me. Oh, I thought it said, and my husband. It says, as a husband. He also likes to eat in me. He loves cookies. He cusses a lot more than I'd expect him to. He doesn't like being touched back. I don't know how that happens. If I try and kiss him, again.
Yeah.
Initiate romance physically. I can understand that bit.
Mm-hmm.
He is very bossy and points out flaws and mistakes I make. I assume he got this from his father. So I try and overlook that because I love him and I'm not perfect either.
Yeah.
Right.
Good for her. I mean, at least she's trying to look past all of his problems.
I'm aware this article goes on forever. It's unclear why this ghost allegedly struck up a relationship with Kathleen. Maybe they could get some other investigators to find out why that occurred. Whom she never met when he was alive. While she had always had a big crush on him, it may have been a perceived connection to Marilyn that drew him to her. Michael Jackson reportedly had a fascination with the Hollywood starlet, and he kept a painted fiberglass figure of Marilyn in his private office in Neverland. He also had a photo of her on his bedside table.
Well, there you go.
When Bubbles the Monkey wasn't knocking it over.
Right, they were trying to give him monkeypox.
Yeah, Kathleen admitted that she gets upset over the thought of losing Michael and will flip out with jealousy over certain people.
Oh, I can imagine
that. Michael has helped me deal with the stresses of online fame and how it compares to his fame. Say she is grateful for their unique marriage. Mm. I feel special he chose me for a wife, although not on paper. She wrote, "We treat our relationship as though we were married. We have our ups and downs, but Michael, the truth is I just can't stop loving you." Mm.
Well, at least there is a happy ending to that story.
Well, and it sounds like
the only happy ending there'll be.
There's only a happy ending which is going on, apparently, because Michael didn't want any. So.
That's true. Yeah. And with all that said, Pat, thanks for joining us on this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.